Usually when we're talking about spyware, we're discussing the stuff that other people put onto your computer in order to track what you're doing. But some parents would like to have spyware of a different sort, something that they can use to let them watch their kids and find out what they're doing online. Now, this can come in several forms. Tracking software can do this, also browser controls or built-in features with antivirus programs, as well as things like router controls. But there are several problems with automatically enforcing your household's rules on computer use. Number one, the other guys are always a step ahead of you. If you're trying to keep a child off of a website because of its content, don't forget that moving the offending material to a new site is easy. I just registered a new domain name from my recliner while a commercial break was on during the Olympics. This is very easy stuff for them to do. Number two, software and other management tools don't comprehensively cover all points of access to the internet. A majority of phones now have internet access, and people can easily copy and forward what they find via email. Plus, your household controls don't work at their friends' houses. Number three, they can block the wrong things, like legitimate medical information. And that can be especially important when kids are going through adolescence and things are changing that they need to know more about. Number four, kids probably know how to evade your controls better than you know how to enforce them anyway. And number five, this can create an erosion of trust. You can actually do more damage trying to cover your tracks than by visiting the sites that you don't want them to in the first place. And what happens when they're away from your supervision, whether that's for a night or a weekend, or when they go off to school? If you're really looking to control what your kids see online and protect them from things you don't want them to see, here are a few suggestions. Number one, have some open, ongoing discussions about your expectations about internet use. Number two, enforce things non-electronically. Computers, for instance, can be kept only in common areas of the home. Number three, trust but verify. Just poke your head in once in a while and see what they're up to. And number four, surrender to the inevitable, but do try to demystify the strange and ensure that they stay out of real trouble. Kids are going to look for things, and sometimes those things are not going to be what you want them to be looking for. But you do want to ensure that they're open and honest with you about their behavior so they don't get themselves into the real trouble that can cause them permanent damage. For more trends, tips, and technology, tune in to the WHO Radio Wise Guys, Saturdays on News Radio 1040 WHO, or online at WHORadioWiseGuys.com.